USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas police are admitting they made a mistake during the elementary school classroom massacre.
For the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
Department of Public Safety Director Colonel Steve McGraw saying it was the wrong decision to wait and not breach the classroom door. McGraw saying officers should have gone inside because people were still being killed. A Border Patrol tactical team eventually went into the classroom and killed the 18-year-old suspect. Colonel McGraw continues by saying the shooter talked with people on Instagram about violence.
It was discussed that Ramos being a school shooter. That was on February 28th of 2022.
Police also confirming that a teacher propped open the door where the murderer entered the school. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
As we head into a long weekend, if you're traveling, make sure you pack your patience.
Prepare for extra traffic today. The busy Memorial three-day weekend is underway, with nearly 40 million people headed out of town. Despite record gas prices, most people are driving, meaning the roads will be extra crowded. For those leaving Saturday, the worst times to travel are 1 to 6 p.m. local times. Airports will also be packed, as the TSA expects 2 million passengers every day through Monday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Ukrainian President Zelensky wants the governments of Western nations to impose tougher sanctions on Moscow to end its war on Ukraine. In a late-night address Thursday, Zelensky saying the ongoing destruction and death could be stopped if what he called the powers that be did not play around with Russia but really pressed to end the war. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
President Biden addresses graduates at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, while Russian forces continue to invade Ukraine. The president saying Russian President Vladimir Putin is overseeing a brutal war in Ukraine.
Not only is he trying to take over Ukraine, he's really trying to wipe out the culture and identity of the Ukrainian people. Attacking schools, nurseries, hospitals, museums, with no other purpose.
Actor Johnny Depp is suing his ex-wife, Amber Heard, for defamation after she claimed to be a victim of domestic abuse in a 2018 published opinion article. At the courthouse in Fairfax, Virginia on Friday, Depp's attorney, Camille Vasquez, urges the jury to find Heard responsible.
When Mr. Depp brought this case for defamation, Ms. Heard went all in. She spun a story of shocking, overwhelming, brutal abuse. She came into this courtroom prepared to give the performance of her life, and she gave it.
Operational challenges are causing problems for Delta flights starting this weekend. The airline reporting COVID issues, staffing shortages, and weather will likely cause disruptions through this Memorial Day weekend and potentially through the summer. Fare waivers are being offered in some cases. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.